Welcome to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. My name is Dr. Owen Strand, and I'll be your host. Join us each week as we engage the city of man with the biblical wisdom of the city of God.
You don't go to the secular college campus these days to find reasons to be encouraged as a Christian. At least, that's not the norm for many of us today. But if your eyes are open, you find signs that God's gospel is moving everywhere. I was recently reminded of that when I read a piece in the Bowdoin Orient. Bowdoin College is a small school in Maine. It happens to be my alma mater. Bowdoin is not a Christian school in any way. It, in fact, has only a small number of students out of about 1,700 who attend the school who will show up for a weekly meeting of worship and Bible teaching. But Bowdoin, for some time, has had a lively campus fellowship, and it continues to see fruit today. In a piece called Coming Out Christian in the Bowdoin Orient, a young woman named Adira Polite, class of 2018 at Bowdoin, just told her story to the Bowdoin community about becoming a Christian. This is a particularly interesting story because Adira Polite was not a young woman who had a background in Christianity. She was not a young woman who was looking to become a Christian. In fact, as she talks about in her piece, Coming Out Christian, she's been skeptical about Christianity for some time, and that's not an uncommon sentiment at a secular school like Bowdoin. It's not going to be a strange feeling or posture in the Ivy League. It's not going to stand out as a strange standpoint at a place like Stanford. To be skeptical to Christianity in this day and age at a top college or university is not a small thing. It's a very common standpoint. But Adira Polite had something crash land into her life that has rerouted her entire destiny. She encountered the Christian film War Room and was taken aback by this film. Here's what she says about watching War Room. About halfway through the film, I was overcome with unexplainable awe. Within days, I had repressed the movie's message. Fortunately, the film had already planted a seed of faith within me. This is very interesting testimony because I don't know about you, but I would not have guessed that War Room would necessarily be the leading candidate for that which is going to convert people on secular campuses. War Room has been widely received in congratulatory terms in the Christian community, and the Kendrick brothers have a good reputation as filmmakers. That's very clear among evangelicals, but I would not have thought that War Room would be receiving a hearing on campuses like Bowdoin or students who attend Bowdoin, but here's what you see in a story like this. God is not bound. God's reach is not small or short. The message of the gospel, the message of Scripture, can reach anyone, anywhere, in just about any situation. Adira Polite continues in her essay. On August 14th, this past summer, I dedicated my life to Christ at a Brooklyn church. Since that day, life has taken on a new meaning. Frankly, the insignificance of the physical world is now glaring. I have begun to understand the Spirit. Moreover, I now understand the true meaning of good and evil. I know it sounds crazy, and that's because it is. Our world is obsessed, she says, with explaining life through logic and reason. As a result, our world is broken. That was my old world, and broken it was. And here's where she talks about just what has happened in her. I did not understand the term born again until this ineffable transformation happened to me. I say happened to me because this transformation occurred by no action of my own. I had immense doubts and could not see past the facades of religious constructs. I was not searching for God when he found me, she says. It is solely by his grace that I am found. Because of this transformation, I am able to truly see clearly for the first time in 20 years. I now know life, and I am whole. This is one of the most surprising pieces I, Owen Strand now, have ever read in a campus newspaper. You know what? Let's broaden it. I haven't read many pieces, if any, like this in any kind of forum. Adira Polite is telling us that God was searching for her when she was in no way searching for him. She was not in any way seeking him out. She had no plans of becoming a Christian. When she was at Bowdoin, she lists affiliation with the LGBT group on campus. And she was known for her association with this group as a student in previous years. In other words, she was a student who was in no way going to be identified as seeking God or searching for God or leading in the Christian fellowship or something like this. She was the exact opposite kind of student, according to the words that she writes in her essay, Coming Out Christian in the Bowdoin Orient. But as is very clear, the secular campus, a school brimming with knowledge and learning, offering students the opportunity to come and be trained and sent out with a terrific education. I thoroughly enjoyed my 4 years at Bowdoin College and was very stretched by it, so I can attest to that. But even a school of this caliber, which offers students training in logic and reason and humanism, cannot offer students the reason for which they live, cannot offer students life, true life, in Jesus Christ. That is what Scripture alone and Jesus Christ himself, the point of Scripture alone, offers students. Evangelicals should be profoundly encouraged by testimonies like this because they refute the idea that God is not moving at secular campuses. They show us that our despair, our profound discouragement about secular spaces is not warranted. Again, as I said earlier, God is not limited. God is not a small God. Even in places that are ostensibly secular, even in places that are perhaps in some ways hostile to Christianity in increasing measure, God is still moving. The gospel cannot be bound. God will use the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, those who think they are wise. God will reach out to sinners he wants to convert by any means he sees fit to use. He'll use a movie. He'll use a track. He'll use a lunchtime conversation. He'll use a friend. He'll even use suffering in a person's life. He'll certainly use brokenness to show us how low we are and how great our need for God is. This testimony from Adira Polite is a reminder to us to remember that the darkness is never so dark that the light can be shut out. I'm reminded here of the Latin phrase, lux in tenebris, light in darkness. If Christians today feel discouraged and perhaps even despairing about the secularizing of their country and even their world, they need to remember that it is at the point when the darkness seems most dark that the light will shine most brightly. Thanks for listening to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're so thankful you stopped by. We encourage you to continue to join the conversation at cpt.mbts.edu, the official website of the center. And we encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Join us in coming days as we continue the conversation on what it means to be the city of God in the city of man.